this season on The Bachelor.
After the show, it's the after party.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Tony from the Red Beard Podcast. Welcome to The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony. And I also have my co-host, Becca.
Hello and good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Good morning. I completely forgot about that.
Well, we're talking into mics. I mean, I know that you should be in a group setting and all cheering at the same time. I wonder how many takes they have to do when they do stuff like that. Like when they're like, Colton! Because you know that there's a few that are like, oh, wait, I meant to go then, but... Regardless, we end up in Vietnam in this week's episode.
And I will say, like, Vietnam definitely seems like it's a beautiful place if you have a ton of money. Because every single time they go to a location, of course, you know, ABC is putting them up in, like, the best place possible in the suite. So, like, it always looks like, oh, man, I want to go to Vietnam and stay in, like, this sick place. But, like... Unless you're like a millionaire or have like money to just blow, then that's not going to be the case.
But what incredible experiences though for these people. I mean, yeah, you sign up to go on The Bachelor, quote unquote, for love, for Instagram money. But at the same time, you get free vacations to places you never thought you'd ever go.
Free vacations and just, I mean, the room or the suite would have to be super nice. Because if you're not going on a group date or a one-on-one, you're going to be spending a lot of time there.
I know. I was wondering that during the group date, what Hannah G and Kirpa were doing. Like, I wonder that every now and again, because I don't think they can watch TV. I mean, that seems a little silly. They should be able to, even though I'm not really sure, like, American channels, what the deal is in Vietnam. But what else do they do? I know a lot of them journal.
Yeah. Well, they take your phone. They take all that stuff. So it's really not.
Kind of like being in fancy jail.
yeah, like fancy house arrest.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So obviously we start the episode out with the to be continued Nicole and Onyeka drama. Did you see that the two of them were going to go home? Did you think that that was going to happen?
Yeah, well, first of all, I was way too excited, I realized last night, because we were getting ready to watch this and I was like, oh my God, it's the to be continued. And then I was like, wait, why am I so excited about this? Like, I was like a little too amped.
You're so hooked.
But yeah, I am. But yeah, I called it last week. I even said in a last podcast that I think if it was me and I was there, they would just kind of cancel each other out. You know, like, gotta go. Like, I'm done. You both have drama. And I'm so glad to see Onyeka go. I've been wanting her to go since episode one, where she was all about
pro Onyeka.
She has been all about just grabbing attention and getting the camera. She did not seem that broken up about it when she went home either. She was just kind of like, oh, this is the worst. It's like, that's really your reaction.
She did what she had to do. I thought they were going to draw it out a little bit and do the whole two-on-one thing where, like I said in last week's podcast, one of them stays, one of them is left in the island or whatever. But no, he decided to send both of them home.
Yeah, good riddance. I was getting tired of them. They were annoying.
So then our singles who's, you know, all of these climates, it's funny how much you can prepare as a female for different temperatures. But it seems like while they've been away in the Pacific Islands, everybody's hair is frizzy. Everybody's face is very dewy. Mm-hmm. Same with Colton. And then, of course, we get back to the whole selfie cam with Colton. And he's on the beach and he's like, I woke up before everybody and I'm running on the beach. Doing his whole thing.
I don't know. Like I said, I mean, I've come to kind of like those a little bit. At first, they were a little awkward, but... I don't know. I honestly feel like you get to see him like as real him, you know, because and honestly, I think from the beginning, like there was a part of me that thought he was very fake with these girls. But I'm beginning to believe some of the things that he says are actually straight from the heart. Like he's making some sense.
We'll get into why this episode ended up being good, but for most of this episode, I was really bored.
See, you said that a couple times that you were bored. I was not. I like the drama. I like the...
There wasn't, we saw, like, Hannah G get the date card, right? And then Sydney, Demi, and Katie all, it was like Meltdown City. They all lost it. Oh, like they're freaking out about not getting the date cards or whatever. So then, I mean, I guess an exciting part was seeing the dry humping of Hannah G and Colton. That was a really intense date.
Yeah, in their spa, which they did more making out than getting massages or whatever they were doing. But I think this episode for me was interesting, and it grabbed my attention because people were dropping like flies. It was, I mean, in this episode alone, you had Onyeka, Katie, Demi, Nicole, and Sydney all go home. That's five girls that went home in the span of 2 hours?
I don't do math, but that sounds about right.
I mean, like, that was definitely enough to keep my attention. There were people that we didn't expect to go home. We'll get to that. But yeah, I mean, like, Hannah G, like, definitely in the spa getting it on. Like, they making out. Like, so, hard. She is very pretty.
In
her own way. And I think we got to see a side of her with the whole divorced parents.
Yeah, I mean, post softcore porn, they decided that they would sit down and try and get to know each other. And it's funny because Colton's been talking about his parents' divorce a lot this season, and we didn't really get a lot of that when he was on Becca's season. It was way more about his virginity.
Right, right.
And so Hannah opens up and says that, and this is just the scene I picture, daddy loves his lawn so much. We've all, maybe your dad was like this. My dad definitely was really meticulous with his lawn at one point. And Hannah's mom, I think, just kind of took a crazy B turn and drove over the lawn. Like, I wanted more of that. I know that it was probably a delicate and difficult time in her life, but I mean, this is The Bachelor. It thrives on drama. So I kind of wanted like a little bit more of that.
Like it cuts to like a reenactment.
I mean, of like, yeah, that would have been pretty cool. But I feel like Hannah is still, and she said it, she's like, I have trouble opening up. And it reminded me of, I think for a lot of the Ari season with Lauren B, we kept being like, okay, what is he seeing in this girl? Because this must be off camera what they're seeing, because I don't get it. And now they're together and apparently very much in love and having a baby and they got married. But I don't know. I wasn't really feeling the Hannah G and Colton chemistry last night, aside from the dry humping softcore porn.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a physical attraction there that I think keeps drawing them together. He keeps saying that, you know, she reminds him of home. So there's definitely something about her that he's latching onto. And I still think, you know, when you say you remind me of home, like, he really doesn't explain why. Like, that's cool, but, like, what about home? And like, is it her look? Like, is it her, I don't know, is it her personality?
Am I making this up? Did he mention something about, I feel like I'm falling in love with her? Did he mention that, or did he say something like that?
Very, not falling in love with her, but he's very, I don't know. It's something along the lines of, like, he feels, like, very natural to her. I'm drawn to her, like something along the lines of that.
Yeah. So I obviously think that Hannah G is probably going to do pretty well in these next few weeks. So let's go on to the group date.
Yeah.
So the group date, obviously Demi was struggling. I mean, the typical confident Demi, as I mentioned before, Demi, Sydney, and Katie all were melting down. They're getting to that point in the season where they just really are getting frustrated. So the group date has to do with Vonnie, am I saying this right? Vonnie Nam?
Sure.
It sounded like vulva at one point.
Yeah, it's like a martial arts in Vietnam, yeah.
Sure. And then we meet the Chris Harrison of Bachelor Vietnam.
Yeah, the only thing I understood he said was Vietnam. Well, I think everything else, I honestly did not understand anything he said. They had a translator for another guy too. But hey, you know.
Seeing the girls punch each other in the face wasn't exactly like, how about Demi when she's like, punch me in the face?
Honestly, I thought that whole thing was weak. It was more the girls like giggling and laughing than actually like fighting. I think the only person that gave it a shot was Hannah B. Like Hannah B went out there and like was like, all right, I'm going to like Hannah mess some beast. Bitches up. And I have come to actually really like her, where at first I was on the fence. But she has got like she's out of her tree in the best way. Like she's crazy, but like crazy funny. Like I don't know. Like there's something about her. Like I thought the whole like roar she was doing was like, oh, this girl's nuts. But like I think she's just wicked goofy, and I like that. I don't know. It's something about her. I think she's gonna do pretty well too.
Hannah B.
Yeah.
So eventually after the group date, we see that Sydney's kind of stirring herself a little bit. And what I thought was kind of weird was she went back to Colton twice. And then eventually kind of fessed up and said, hey, listen, this ish ain't for me. Mm-hmm. You know, every time something like this happens, it kind of happened a little bit with Elise last week. It's like a wise girl. What was that like AIM profile quote from back in the day? Like a wise girl leaves before she's left kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, this happens every season where a lot of these women are like, I can't keep doing this. This is so stupid. I miss my family. I miss my friends, probably misses their job, making money. And so Sydney bounces, but she's the first of three to say something along the lines of, there's people here that just aren't here for you, or something about the don't get distracted by the shiny object.
Yeah. And I that's one of the things that I kind of had written down was, and I think, you know, to hear three girls in a row say that or something similar is a little bit of a red flag for him, because if it's one girl, fine. If it's two girls, suspect. If it's three, then there's something to be considered there. And I think he really is starting to ponder who is there for the right reason. You know, why are these girls saying that? These three girls who have left have said, you know, that, but there are girls that are here, you know, that want to be engaged. And there are some girls that definitely don't. Like, please be aware of that. And yeah. I'm trying to figure out who those girls are.
Well, like, I want to say this about Sydney. Sydney really never even made an impact on the show, if you think about it.
No, she didn't.
She's one of those people that got lost in the shuffle. She's a dancer, fine. Just pirouette your ass out of here then.
So like, did Katie, man. Katie was just kind of like this girl that like came in like a couple times.
I know.
Honestly, Sydney and Katie, I was never really feeling from the beginning.
But I didn't think he would keep Heather over Katie.
That was surprising.
I think Heather's one of those people that the girls are talking about.
Yeah, no. She's got nothing to offer. She's super boring.
Has been kissed. Did you like that they put that on there?
I just don't. I'm not a big fan of her. I think that she's fake. I think she's just very boring. She doesn't offer anything. I don't even think that she's that attractive, to be honest with you. And he's, for some reason, keeping her around. I think the people that I think are willing to get engaged or would be there for it, I think Demi was possibly one of them.
Never.
No, I think she probably would have gotten engaged, but then broken up with him after.
No.
Yes.
I mean.
No, I think she would have done it. I think she would have done it for the show.
Oh.
But I don't think they would have actually stayed together. People who are actually going to do it, I think. For me, it would be
willing to.
And we left somebody out too. What's her name? The other pageant girl.
There's Kaylin.
Kaylin, yeah, Kaylin. Is the other one I didn't write down. Kaylin definitely would be the engagement type.
So you and think like Kaylin, Cassie.
Kaylin, Cassie, and Tayshia. Those are my three. I think Hannah G. Yes. I don't think Hannah B.
No.
I think Hannah B, even though I like her, I feel like she would probably get to the point, or she wouldn't make it to the final two, or it wouldn't work out eventually.
So I want to get back to Demi and the phone call. So as soon as mommy gets out of prison, imagine one of your first phone calls out of federal prison is from the Bachelor in Vietnam.
Yeah, no, that's weird. I thought that was a little weird that she decides to like bring him into that. Like, what is he supposed to say? I mean, that's cool, but, you know, and then oddly enough, a day later, she gets sent home. Like, that was awkward.
My only regret about Demi going home is I would have loved to have seen the hometown date with her and her mom. Like, I would have loved to have met Demi's mom if Colton was to make it that far with her.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely would have been interesting, but I feel like that's something that Colton's not into. Like, he's more of a family man. I mean, even though his parents have been divorced, I think that Demi's mom being in federal prison is definitely something he might not be ready for.
That was kind of a shock, though, that he just decided, hey, Demi, done.
It's funny that you said that, because when she was getting ready to go, like, talk to him, I said out loud, she's going home. But then, like, she started talking to him, and I was like, oh, maybe she's not going home. Like, this is going different. But we've had that happen in the past with contestants where they go to have this, like, serious chat, and then, you know, that person realizes, you know, okay, whoa, I pushed the line or I crossed the line, and it's not this is not the way that I wanted this to go. And then it messes up things and yeah. they get sent home.
I'm pretty bummed that Demi is going. I mean, she was a lot of fun to watch over these last few weeks. But you know what? It's not goodbye. It's see you in Bachelor in Paradise.
No, totally. She'll be there. And even though I said that I feel like if it got down to a proposal and Demi was still there, she would have said yes. I stand by that. But I also feel like it wouldn't have worked out. With that being said, I also think that for me, I never really saw them working. There were moments, yeah. but then there were other moments where she was very vocal
and
towards
she's
him.
Super aggressive.
But he wasn't reciprocating.
And I can't picture him taking her home for a hometown. But again, I wanted to see her and her mom. But maybe we will on Instagram or something. So the other date card went to Kirpa. Mm-hmm. And as much as I've enjoyed Kirpa and, you know, we had fun with the whole Band-Aid thing last week, Kirpa's been one of those people that was super under the radar. And I don't really see them together, even after their date last night. Interesting that she was engaged. We got that little bombshell from the Kirp. And also 8 years and he was a virgin.
Yeah.
And I love that Colton's like, oh, well, I mean, I'm not a virgin for religious reasons, or I'm not like a weirdo like that. I just don't want to lose my virginity. I thought that was a really weird exchange between those two.
I don't know. I kind of like the fact that he said that because she was making it sound like, you know, this guy was a virgin for, you know, possible religious reasons or personal reasons. And, you know, Colton has been very open about the fact that he's not saving himself for marriage. He's not saving himself for religion. He's saving himself for the right person. And I feel like he would have already lost his virginity if there weren't some intimacy issues in his last relationship, what he already hinted at when he had that date with Kaylin.
Yeah, true. So we get down to it. And as we've talked about throughout the episode, there's been a lot of people that have gone home. And I think I go back to my only surprise being that he kept Heather. That was a big shock to me. Yeah. And whatever, it is what it is. So next week, we finally get to see.
Oh, my God. The joint where he jumps the gate. Can't wait.
Live every week like it is the fence episode of The Bachelor. But what I found interesting was they went into like the next 3 weeks because we got a peek at when they go back to Denver, to his hometown. And also when they're going to go back to the States in the next couple weeks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of misleading in the editing.
Well, yeah, because like I said last night, he was kissing Heather, but there was like this train behind them, and that made me think it was like a hometown date.
I don't think Heather makes it that far. I think it's just kind of the date circumstance.
So, all right. So let's talk about that for a second. We're going into hometowns, right? I
don't know if it's going to happen. I think it's in the next couple weeks.
Well, but we're heading there is what I'm saying. So let's literally talk about who we think is going to hometown. So I'm going to say, are we in agreement with Cassie?
Yeah.
Okay. Cassie. Are we in agreement with Kaylin?
Yeah.
Okay. And then I would say Hannah G.
Yeah.
And Tayshia.
Yes. Yeah.
So
really
those would be four. So
Tayshia.
So we're basically saying that Heather, Hannah B, and Kirpa go this next.
100%. Kirpa and Heather, I would be shocked if they made it past the next week.
You don't think that? Wait, actually, no. We're completely wrong. We are completely wrong because they gave us a preview of Hannah B at a hometown.
We don't know that that's a hometown, though, because again, remember when Ari went back to his like house to see his parents and he took Crazy Crystal that time? They could easily go back to, because they're going to Denver. That's where I think his family is. So, I mean, that could just be like a, hey, mom and dad. Like, that could just be a date. It doesn't necessarily. And I don't
think
that's
a good point.
You don't really make it The Bachelor, I don't know if they meet the parent. I can't remember how it goes now. But
actually, no. They meet the. Yeah, that's right.
They meet the ladies.
But
parents.
That was a quick thing with editing where they made it of look course. Like a quick hometown thing.
Yeah,
they,
I mean, hey,
they
listen,
got, hey, they got me.
They got to sex up this season somehow, pun intended.
I don't know. Like, I feel like this season's been pretty decent, in my opinion.
None of those people, can we just really, we talked about this in our kitchen tonight. None of these people want to be engaged, by the way. None of them. Do they want a relationship? I'm sure they do. Yeah, a few of them. none of them want to be engaged in lockdown.
You don't think Kaylin does? I think Kaylin's ready for it.
Hell no.
Nope. Why not?
Because I think that when you sign up to be on The Bachelor, it's not necessarily the guy. Like, none of, I don't think any of them were like, oh my God, I need to sign up because I want to meet Colton. You sign up because maybe you're looking for love. You're looking for that fame. You're looking for the Instagram money. Fine. And then it's like, oh, it's Colton. And then you find and you meet him and things seem to be going well. But not, I don't see any of these girls wanting to be engaged. They can say that they want to be engaged. Listen, at the end of this, maybe Colton doesn't end up proposing and he just ends up in a nice relationship with
one of
them.
But you just said you could see Hannah G. Like, I could see that. Like, you don't think she is
in a I can see them being in a relationship. I don't know about actually being engaged.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, what about Tayshia? I think so, because she's not messing around. She's already been there.
Yeah, but I mean, you can be into somebody and not, none of them, I mean, they can say all they want. Yay, I can't wait till he gets down on one knee, but I don't see any of them wanting this to actually, oh, because it's like one of those things, like, be careful what you wish for. You just might get it. So
you wonder how many of these people would still be there if this ended in an actual wedding.
Yeah.
Like not a proposal, but like there's a wedding at the end. Like you
like
have to say
at first sight.
Well, think about it, right? Because if you're engaged, it's not a definite. You can always back out of the engagement down the road, right? Like that's a possibility. You're not locked in. But if you actually have to, like, get married to somebody and make it finalized, I mean, like, that would be probably scary for a lot of people.
That's what they do on Married at First Sight on TLC. So.
Which I think is a sham. It's awful. I would never, oh, God. I think
some of them works out.
What was that other show that was on ABC that used to come on after The Bachelor? It was
The Proposal.
Yeah, that was always a little weird. It was like they met in 20 minutes. They figured out, like, that was a little cheesy.
So I want to talk about this. Mike Fleiss, the creator of The Bachelor, he actually put out on Twitter, not that he really cares what anybody thinks about or talks about, because I'm reading that they're in the final actually casting negotiations for who's going to be the next Bachelorette. So he asked, who do you want to be the next Bachelorette? Now, if we don't go by this season, right, because we don't know who made it and who didn't, I'm going to say that maybe if Kaylin didn't make it to the end, then Kaylin's a really good contender. But if you think about past seasons, I was thinking, remember Christina, the girl who was originally from Russia, and she ended up with Dean on Bachelor in Paradise, and then he like totally broke her heart, was in that love triangle with Pretty Danielle. I think Christina would be a really good Bachelorette.
Yeah. What about Annalise?
I knew it. It was.
I was
going to
say that. I did it on purpose, but I definitely would. I would like to see Annalise get, like, dude, she'd be in her element. She would. She'd have all these dudes, but she'd fall in love with all of them.
All of them, and then all of them would be, like, have gray hair. They'd all have kids. They'd all have been married before. They all have to pay alimony because they're all older.
Dude, Annalise, man, I feel bad for her, dude. She's good. She's cool,
I don't
man.
Think she wants you to feel bad for her.
No, I mean, like, she's a sweetheart. I think she is, man.
Is there anybody else from any past seasons that you could see as a possible candidate for a Bachelorette in the upcoming year?
Yeah. What about that girl who was, she was in love with the bartender and then, like, went to do some, like, missionary work?
Danielle?
Yeah.
Her. Oh, Danielle.
Yeah.
That's a good one. So Danielle's the nurse.
Yeah, that Danielle.
She's been doing some stuff with Jimmy Kimmel called The Matchler. She would be a good candidate.
Yeah, because the bartender's no longer a thing anymore.
Wells?
Because he's dating the girl from Modern Family.
Sarah Hyland, yes.
Yeah, so.
They're still very much
But
together.
Like, she just kind of disappeared, and I thought she was like a sweetheart.
Yeah.
You know, she was kind of dumb for like
That's
not pursuing that.
That's a good
that.
One.
Yeah.
You know what? I would like to see them just bring somebody back instead of go to the current season. I think that would be a fun mix-up. I mean, look what they did with Ari. They went back way into the vault.
Well, I don't even remember Ari. Like, that was before
Ari
I started even, like, watching The Bachelor.
2011, maybe? I mean, that was a
Are you
long...
serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
He's an old fart. He's, like, your age.
Cool. Is he really? Is he?
Yeah.
Well,
they're
I don't know.
They're still doing well, though.
Yeah, no, they're doing well. They're expecting a baby, so it's crazy. I think...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
People expect babies.
I know, right? It's nuts. I think that, this They let some good people go, though. Like,
oh, we're going back to the season.
No, yeah, fine. No, just quickly though. I'm really happy with the people that they dropped this past episode. Like, I can't say it enough. Like, Onyeka, man, like, Saya friggin' Nara.
Yeah, but guess what? You're gonna see her in Bachelor in Paradise.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, she's trash. I can't stand her.
You know what we didn't talk about that I want to get to about this episode real quick? How about when Kaylin kind of took the edge of Mean Girl? I forget who she was sitting with, but she said...
It was with Cassie, I think.
And she said, oh, Hannah G just gets by on her looks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She relies on her beauty for, like,
that
everything.
That was pretty bitchy.
Yeah, well, it actually... See, but it's moments like those where it makes you think about, like, how that pageant thing actually went down.
Exactly.
You know, you see, like, shades of it. You wonder, like, who actually said what. So, I don't know. I mean, I think it's... You start to see people's teeth come out because...
Well, you can certainly see Hannah B's teeth. She loves to show those off when she's like, ah!
Yeah, yeah. No, I think she's funny. But you really do. You get to see people's teeth. They get fierce. They get... They start to get malicious because... They are always talking about, oh, well, I hope she goes on a one-on-one and doesn't come back.
Yeah.
It's like they really want to start weeding it out because it's got to be nerve-wracking, you know, to be like, oh, am I the next chick to go home? Or, you know, oh, I got a rose. Thank God I'm safe this week. Like, I think knowing that other people are getting roses and you're not safe is very nerve-wracking. And I think they just want to know who's going to hometowns. This whole thing, man, has got to be awful. Because think about that. You, like, they spend what? Like a day for hometowns.
Mm-hmm.
So this happens over the course of probably a week. Like, he goes to one hometown and then 2 days later does another one. 2 days later. So think about, like, your, like, first round in hometowns. And you know, like, the rest of the week you just go about your life. And, like, he's with the other girls and their families probably making out
and
with
then
them.
You have to go to a rose ceremony.
And then you're going to get, like, how nerve-wracking is that?
It sucks.
You just keep processing everything that happened at... honestly, man, if I was on the show and I had to, like, literally go on... I was down to the finals, right? And I had to go on a hometown and this... They want to meet my family or whatever. Or whatever. I need to meet her family. I would want to be either like the third or the fourth person. Because if I was the first person, I would be driving myself nuts the entire week.
Yeah, and also
that would be the longest week ever.
Well, and I'm trying to think of now how they do that though, because I think that they fly you maybe back to a hotel. Because if you're spending time with your family and you're like think about everybody's parents for a second. Like, say you're like locked up with your parents for a little while and then they just tell you how they really feel about the dude. And imagine if they don't like him.
Yeah.
And then you're just sitting there taking it. And then at the rose ceremony, you're like, oh, do I want him to pick me now that I know like how my parents feel? So regardless, it's going to be an interesting next couple weeks. And like we said, the week, March 11th is the finale. So we're getting down
to... Oh, it's March 11th.
Yeah,
okay.
We're getting down to the wire.
So, but is March 11th, is that including the women
it's
tell
just
all?
It's the week of the finale. That's all
it's
know.
It's official.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let us know what you guys think. You know, who do you think is going to make it to hometowns? Who do you think is going to make it to the final two? Looking forward to hearing what you guys think. March 11th, the finale, like Becca said. And with that being said.
You did not receive a rose. Take a moment. Say your goodbyes.
Bye. Bye.
The Bachelor After Party with Becca and Tony will be released every Tuesday night, and you can find us on Anchor, iTunes, and any of your podcast listening platforms.